The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, the Gilda Wallace didn't get herself ejected in the state final for some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Mike, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Bird's Eye View here on WTBR, WSBR. Jesse and Mike here. I am back. I was across state lines last week. Thank you to Mike for holding it down, even though he looked mildly scared in this chair.
Too many buttons.
Too many buttons. Too much overstimulation. But we are back, and folks, we're in the changing of the seasons, although all of last week I was very nervous driving because I had my winter tires on, and it was way too warm. I was like, I'm going to be ruining my tires. I need to get them off, and now it's snowing. So, that's New England in March for you, yeah. I guess.
Where you've been in New England long enough now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's classic March where it's like, okay, it's 70 degrees. All right, the next day it's 38.
It's not going to stay 70.
Nope, and it's snowing today, and it might snow tomorrow. So, I guess my snow tires will stay on for a little while longer.
When you left Berkshire County, there was still like half a foot of snow on the ground, right?
Yeah. And then... yep.
Literally 2 days after you were gone, it was all gone, but yes.
Yeah, no, when I go to the gym and I just see the massive snow piles are as wide, but they are about 4 feet shorter, which is how you can tell. Yeah. And they're not white anymore. They're all kind of that like weird, black gray.
Lovely. My entire driveway is just like, you could like have like a beach out there now with the amount of sand that I've dropped there this past winter.
And, well, at least you're doing sand. You're doing the good...
It's whatever the free pile that the city of Pittsfield puts out graciously over on whatever that is, New York Avenue, and I pilfer from. Just kind of over the course of the year, it was like a layer of ice, a layer of that, and then a layer of ice would come on top of that, and then I would put a layer down, and then it would get just covered in more snow and ice. It was kind of a
beach day in winter.
A little bit, yeah. I've run outside barefoot a couple times, and it's always a mistake over the past to run the. I'm always late on the trash and the recycling pickup, so barefoot, I'm like sprinting
Contessa,
out there barefoot, like
the barefoot.
No, get these down there quick.
By the way, folks, Hankus Pankus is here. He's being
quiet so far.
He's he's pensive right now.
Pensive.
But spring season will begin. I guess we might talk about it next week. It'll begin the week after that.
Practices, tryouts started on Monday. Yeah,
right.
So
and first
teams
games,
are,
I think, are like March 29th, March 30th.
Actually, a week from tomorrow, it looks like there's a couple. I started inputting master stuff last night. A couple baseball, softball next Friday is that's... scheduled as of right now, right?
So
next Friday will be 27th.
The last days of March, the last
week. Right here, so far I've put in just Drury and McCann Tech, and
starting up in North Adams,
McCann Tech at Hoosick Valley, Boys Lacrosse is at BCC on Friday, March 27th.
Well, that is a good place to start. So next week we will preview some spring sports, but good place to start because we had the state championships for basketball over the weekend. We had a triple header at the Tsonga Center on Sunday, three Berkshire County teams. First time in the statewide era that three teams made it to the finals. The Pittsfield girls up in D3, and then Drury girls and Hoosick boys in D5. And the Hoosick boys bring back their first ever state championship in program history. They won 91-76, the eighth seed, upsetting number 6 Holbrook, which was kind of wild that you have an eighth seed and a sixth seed playing in a state title game. Pretty impressive. Just a Cinderella season for Hoosick Valley and a wildly impressive playoff run for the ages. Incredible. And in the state title game, in the final game of their high school careers, they went out and they played their butts off. And it was a pretty incredible basketball game. Hoosick was down for most of the first half. They were down 26-20, came back to tie at 28-28. They were down 36-28, came back to tie at 38-38 at halftime. And after halftime, when Holbrook didn't have a lead, when Hoosick just was kind of keeping pace with them, and they made some good adjustments to stop Holbrook's inside attack, you just kind of knew that this was probably going to be their time. And sure enough, their offense was unstoppable in the third quarter. They outscored Holbrook 30-18, and then they coasted from there. Quinnell Bradley, final game of his career, 33 points. Aiden Wicks, final game of his career, 29 points. He made 6 of 9 threes at one point, hit 4 in a row, hit 2 in a row. He hit 7 in the game, finishes his year with 102 three-pointers made. He played 26 games, so that is 2 threes shy of making exactly 4 a game. Made about 3.75 threes a game, which is incredible. And Quinnell Bradley had 33 points and 19 rebounds. Terrell Johnson had 15 points and 19 rebounds, 11 offensive. Just Bradley and Wicks, and then they got another 12 points from Blake Mazzio, who hit 3 threes when Wicks started to go a little cold. Actually, he went a lot cold, but he was doing other stuff, so what are you going to say? He had 6 threes in the first half. And yeah, the seniors needed to step up one last time, and they did so, and the whole team stepped up, and that has been the key to their playoff run. They upset Drury in North Adams, and kind of from there, you could just see them saying, hey, if we play our butts off, if we do everything right, we're going to win these games. And head coach Matt Larrabee, in his first year, he said that, you know, that was the discussion they had, because they lost to Drury, lost by single digits. It was a close loss. But it was a game where, in true Hoosick fashion, they kind of lost their composure at the end, and that was a big part. And he said a lot of it was just about making them realize that if they give everything they have, they can win every game they are in. Their goal was the Western Mass tournament. They won it, and they look different playing it. Mm-hmm. You know, they that was a level of composure and locked in-ness that you hadn't really seen from them. And then the state tournament starts, and he said, you know, our whole goal was to get Drury. We're the 8 seed, they're the 1 seed, we're never going to play. We need to make it to Drury. And they make it to Drury. And they win. And it was one of the most incredible games I've seen this year, in many years. And said, once we beat Drury, you beat the 1 seed, we're like, hold on, we can win this thing. And belief began. And so, yeah, Aiden Wicks, 1,000-point score. Quinnell Bradley, 1,000-point score. And they end their careers with state championships. So just an incredibly impressive run from Hoosick Valley, and a crazy state championship game where they got 91 points, too.
That's crazy. So that senior, those 3 seniors, accounted for 72 points in this game, in their last high school game. So that's a storybook way to go out.
76 by itself, like, that's pretty. Yeah, tells you a lot.
That's a wild way to go out.
What's up, Hankus? Ooh, we were letting him grow some bangs there.
Yeah, it's getting tough to see. I think
a little bit of a bowl cut though. You are giving me like young medieval knight vibes. Ah, you know, like, okay. He's got like the with the hair.
You're like Dennis the Menace. So I don't know if you would be aware of Dennis the Menace. Dennis, yeah.
Hey, I was alive for Dennis the Menace.
So we went back. I think we've been at Lowell every year since 22, right? And the highest total a Berkshire County player had scored there was 18 points. I think Manny Brown had 18 last year. Ashlyn Legere, I believe, also had 18 last year. So for Quanell, like, Aiden dropping 29 was kind of like expected, given the postseason that he's been having, where he's averaging about 27. Quanell popping off for 33 is still like hard to. Like, I guess it seemed that way during the game, where he was just getting layup after layup, and he was doing like these nice finishes. He had 4 and ones in the game. You said he converted, I think, 3 of them.
And he converted 3 and so 3 of his 4 and ones.
Yeah, it makes sense that he got to 33, but just that total coming out of him is it doesn't jive with the eye of like, wait, Quanell had 33.
I mean, like, in a vacuum, because he is not someone who scores that high, mm-hmm. it definitely is kind of jarring. But watching the game, it seemed very much like this should be happening, because he was getting the ball on the low block so often, either by rebound or by pass. And it was kind of like, oh yeah, of course he's going to score that one. And then, you know, scoring 2. They were all easy baskets, all easy baskets. And he was just kissing it off the glass, nice and light every time. And then only afterwards, when I'm doing the story, and it's like, oh yeah, he had like 14, 15 field goals.
Yep.
It's like, oh.
He also had 5 points at halftime.
Right.
So we're talking a 28-point second half. and they were all, yeah, all easy lay. Like, he didn't hit any three. This isn't like 3-point barrage. He had 33 points without a three. He had 5 points at halftime. So you're looking at 16 minutes of basketball. I'm sure he was out there the whole game. So yeah, 28 points and 16 minutes of basketball for him in the second half is like insane.
Yeah. But you know what? That's been their story where they, you know, Wicks takes over and he gets them into the position. That's something Matt Larrabee said after the Drury game, which was, if he's going, we're good. Mm-hmm. You know, we can hang with anybody. And they needed him to be the offense in the first half, and he was. And I mean, he was pulling up from college range for three and hitting it. He was pulling up deeper than college range and hitting it. And then in the second half, it's like, oh, right, okay, we're in this game, and everybody else now starts scoring. And Bradley went off, like you said. But yeah, it was just kind of like, oh, all the little things just keep adding up. Ashton Ledger at 21. Excuse me. That's the wrong game.
Oh, okay.
That's the wrong game. She had 18 last year. You're right about that. But yeah, it's just...
So similar to they played Taconic in this game that was somewhat pivotal at that point of the season. They were kind of putting together a little bit of a late run, but it, you know, beat Mount.
Okay, Taylor Garabedian had 22 when they beat West Boylston in the state championship.
Oh, 5 years ago. Okay.
No. 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
2023 or 2024.
Okay. Do you want this?
So that would actually be the last time the Hoosick boys were in the final. That's when Aiden Wicks and Quinnell Bradley were sophomores, but they were starters on the team, and they lost. Blake Mazzia was a reserve. He didn't really come off the bench, and they lost a new mission. It was like a 2-point game with 45 seconds left, and they just couldn't get it done. And I think that definitely was a big factor in this game coming in, because A, just for nerves and being in the spot, but also being in a gym that large is sometimes a shock for players. You can see it, you know, being just in a place that big, playing on a court that large. The dimensions are weird, just in terms of like what you see behind the basket, because it's at UMass Lowell where, you know, they take out the ice and put the basketball court down, and so, you know, maybe your depth perception is off when you're shooting, because there's so much empty space behind you between the court and the seats. And you do see that where, you know, it's a different atmosphere, and it's a different environment. And how do you handle that? And if you're new to it, it can be a lot. And for them, they've been there. They know what it's like, and they were ready for the moment. And yeah, it just, you know, a fantastic, you know.
Oh, look at the other two teams that we had play there for the first time for both of them.
Right.
Couldn't really hit shots.
Nope.
Definitely. I mean, the biggest issue of the game for Drury, couldn't hit shots. And then Pittsfield similarly just kind of, I mean, outside of Caprice Conyers, no one was really finding that range, that that depth perception there. Oh, yes.
He agrees with,
yes,
you.
He was saying that. Don't stick your fingers in anything.
I agree, Henry. See, you're right. So Drury lost to Hopedale 48-35 in the D5 Girls State Championship, and Pittsfield lost to Bishop Fenwick in the D3 Girls State Championship 49-44. Pittsfield versus Bishop Fenwick was 47-44 for the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And Pittsfield just couldn't get that final shot off to tie, and they fouled, and Bishop Fenwick made the free throws. And so, yeah, it's, you know, the Pittsfield girls unfortunately feels kind of like the other side of the coin to Aiden Wicks and Quinnell Bradley, who've been playing together for so long, had so much success on the court, and this was like finally the crowning achievement. Whereas the Pittsfield girls, Harrelyn Castillo, 1,000-point scorer, then you have Kiana Summers, Madison Stets, Bridget Ellerby, all been together for 4 years. And unfortunately, their last run, and they couldn't quite punch their ticket on the mountaintop. And
I like when you do that. Just combine things.
Mixed metaphors.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Lift ticket. Yeah. They punched their ticket to the mountaintop, but they couldn't, you know, get
punch their ticket to the mountaintop.
They got nine hole punches, Mike. They needed a tenth.
The mountaintop is the confusing part there. The lift tickets. If you get your lift ticket punched, that's not a good thing. That means Ski Patrol caught you.
Well, in a certain sense, Bishop Fenwick Ski Patrol did catch them.
They caught them, yeah.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a game where you're like, oh, man, Pittsfield's just going to going to get run out here. And then they had a huge run to tie the game at halftime. And you're, okay, Pittsfield's in this thing. Pittsfield can do this. And just, unfortunately, the offense, they had one really bad defensive stretch to end the third quarter when Fenwick went on a 13-0 run. And it was a run where Pittsfield almost just kind of like didn't know what was going on, and their defense looked helpless and their offense looked helpless, and they were kind of just running around with their heads cut off, and it was right to end the third quarter.
Yeah.
And that put them in the hole they couldn't have come out from, because they did make a comeback one last time. And like I said, it was 47-44, but you know, it just, if it was an 8-0 run, they're in the game. If it's a 10-0 run, they're in the game. And because it was just such a big run, they just didn't have quite enough left to come back and win. And yeah, Caprice Conyers almost single-handedly lifted him to the state championship as a sophomore.
Yeah, I remember that third quarter. I remember looking up at the Jumbotron there at the Tsonga Center and seeing that it was, I think, 5 minutes left, and I don't believe Fenwick had scored yet in the third quarter, and I was like, oh, geez. And then all of a sudden, like, you going back and looking at the totals and seeing that, oh, my God, they scored whatever it was, 18 points in 5 minutes to close like that. It was debilitating. Pittsfield just kind of got gassed. Yeah, they had 18 in the third quarter. It was an 18-6 third quarter, it looks like. So, and Pittsfield, yeah, just kind of showed that they were gassed. And then we're able to kind of keep it together in the fourth quarter a little bit, get out on the break a little bit more. But it was pretty clear that the size wore them down. I think Chrissy Conyers, like, we don't talk about that kind of stuff. But at a certain point, it's basketball. It is what it is. When you only go six deep or so, really five deep on you know, if you're talking girls who can play against girls who are 6 feet tall. And it wore them down just a little. They just were so close, little bit too much for Pittsfield. But it ends a kind of incredible 2-year run here of back-to-back Final Four trophies, go back to Pittsfield, one Western Mass title, I think four straight Western Mass finals, right? Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's a lot of good basketball has been played in Pittsfield. It just kind of misses that cherry of a state title that, you know, would put them a little more at the front page of history.
Yeah.
Like it does for Hoosick.
We're going to take a little break, talk some Drury. So stick here, and we will be back shortly.
Sir, I'm willing to help in any way I can. I know I'm a real asset.
You're only off by two letters.
WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Welcome back. Bird's Eye View here. Jesse, Mike, Henry, very adamantly talking about the Drury girls. They lost 48-35 to Hopedale in the D5 state championship. Hopedale won the first ever statewide D5 championship, beat Hoosick Valley. They were the one seed last year, got upset by Lee in the quarterfinals. And so this year they played Drury. And Drury was a team that unfortunately did kind of look like the moment was larger than they expected. And they got down in the first half. Their offense just could not do anything. Just missed shot after shot. Did not have a field goal from the end of the first quarter until the third quarter. Was really, really bad, and that just put him in a huge hole. And it also did not help that Delaney Hayden, the leading scorer on the team, hit 45 threes this season. She was sick. She had been sick, and she had 18 points in their quarterfinal win, and then tried to go out there for the semifinal game against St. John Paul II, was on the court for, I don't know, a minute and a half, and was taken out because she just was not feeling it. And so on Sunday, she was trying to fight through, and unfortunately, you could just tell. I mean, all her shots were about a foot short. She was out there playing her hardest, but was just very clearly off. So that was a huge blow for Drury. And then late in the game, they got a run. Eva Moser had a little bit of a run. Megan McGrath was attacking the basket and making her free throws. Ella Bond, the freshman, hit back-to-back three-pointers right in front of the bench. Actually, I was in front of the bench, too, and got some pictures, and they were fired up. And it was a five-point game. It was a five-point game. And unfortunately, Hopedale made a couple of adjustments, and they took a timeout, and that momentum that Drury was riding ran out a little bit, and they couldn't quite do enough on offense to claw back any closer. And so, yeah, it's a tough end for Drury because I don't think Hopedale was all that much better. I don't know if Hopedale beat them as so much as Drury lost. But it's the best season that Drury's ever had since, 1978 when they won the state title. This is only the second time they've ever made it to a state title game. Won a Western Mass Championship, won their first Final Four in the new format. Made it to the state title game. An incredible season. An incredible send-off for Megan McGrath, Eva Moser, Nora Wood, the seniors. And that's the good news is they got seven others who were like full-time players that are back. Delaney Hayden, Ashlyn Hayden, Kira Vidal, Ella Bond, Addison Shepherd, Elise Daly. They got a lot of players who are going to be ready to go next year and should easily be Western Mass favorites and potentially should be, I don't know, state title favorites, but should be looking to make it back to Lowell.
Yeah, it's kind of the gym, I think, was a little bigger than
they
could handle.
It was a little different.
I will say, yeah, those threes, like McGrath was kind of nonstop with her energy, and the first three at least came off of essentially her action where she was just pushing the ball constantly throughout the game. The defense collapsed and she hit Ella Bond for that three, the first three. I think the second one was off maybe Ashlyn Hayden assist, but similar play where she just kind of filled that space. And yeah, they got it to five. I believe they got a stop like right away after a timeout and just couldn't kind of key, like it's hard to do against, like they were going up against the same thing, a girl who's 6+, and they just didn't have that level of it like we thought they did all season. Like they had, I mean, they had the biggest team in Berkshire County, but it turns out that the biggest team in Berkshire County, whatever Western Mass, can sometimes pale in comparison to when you get to
a
state final.
It wasn't. On offense, I think the size was less of an issue than like the mental side of it. I think they had this, like Eva Moser was going up right against Phoebe Carroll and scoring in the second half.
She scored two baskets, but yes.
To be fair, they didn't give her the ball. Like she scored back-to-back baskets, and they took the ball out of her hands. Like, what are we doing here? But, they've never had that takeover player. And that hasn't been an issue this year. And then you lose your best offensive threat, and then you're kind of really pressed. They haven't had a double-digit. They don't even have anyone close to double-digit scoring this year, which has been kind of like how impressive their run has been. But, it finally, I think, came to bite them in this game where you don't have somebody who you can just kind of give the ball to and generate offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I mean, among the things we'll be looking ahead to next year, really that entire roster would probably be in the conversation of who we're most excited to see back on the court to kind of see what they can do next year.
Well, and so next year, Pittsfield girls, they're going to be very, very different, very, very new.
Very unknown. Yeah.
And could, like, they might be struggling for wins, period, let alone
in their league. Yeah, if they stick in that
they'll
league.
They'll be in that league next year, and they could easily go winless. And so, just going to be really, really tough. But Drury girls, they could be fighting for a league championship. They were, I think, second in their league this year to Frontier, which was the number one overall seed and D4 finalist, lost to South Hadley. And so, like, Drury could easily be the front runner in that league next year. What's up, buddy? What's up?
Roman.
And then, whereas, like Pittsfield girls, Hoosick boys, it's very much, like, full-on reload time.
Yeah, unknown, I would say. Who's It Girls would probably be in that conversation as well, where they're returning pretty much everything from a team that, like, very nearly beat Drury and to get to a position where they would be. They would have beaten St. John Paul as well.
Girls?
Yeah.
I don't
know.
I don't think so.
I was not at all impressed in that game. But that may have been just Drury being Drury.
More Drury being Drury.
Who's a girl that I feel like could have you know, surprised us and gotten a lull as well. Yeah.
Yeah, the Girls will be interesting because Reagan Shea will be a senior. Genevieve LeJess will be a junior. Gianna Wick will be a sophomore. So those are good players. They had a lot of eighth graders playing, and so now they'll be a little older, a little wiser, more physically mature, which will be good. Yeah, the Drury Girls should be ready to go. You know, Pittsfield and Wakona Girls, we'll see what happens. The Drury Boys were there because obviously they're rooting on the Drury Girls, and they stuck around to watch the Hoosick Boys game. And you could tell it was a hate watch because they were thinking to themselves, this was our state championship and we gave it away. And I don't disagree with that. I think that's accurate.
I wouldn't say gave it away. I'd say Hoosick took it. But yeah.
Well, Hoosick took it, but they gave away the opportunity to be in Lowell.
Yes. I don't think they blew that game, looking back on it. That was just, Hoosick beat them.
No. Yeah. That's a fair point. They did not blow the game. Hoosick went out and beat them. That was an incredible performance by Hoosick in that game. And next year, I think it very much is title or bust for Drury.
Sure, yeah.
You know, the way that they could play this year, the way that Jorge Bond was, it very much should be.
Yeah, I would say on the short list for Western Mass Player of the Year would have to be Jorge. He's going to be hitting these crazy milestones all next season. And yeah, I guess just getting beyond that distraction, like Shane Fauscher, guy came out of nowhere, is probably going to make arguably one of our Berkshire teams.
He's a sophomore.
Yeah, they'll replace Hinkle, those other guys, another year, see if they can, like, they just missed a couple shots in that game. Braden Durant and
Sam Bullitt,
yeah, just hit a couple more shots.
And
Saint
Durant's
Kaylee,
a freshman, Bullitt's a sophomore.
Yes.
So also, you know, some underclassmen who not necessarily ready for that big of a stage, and now you're going to be a junior and a sophomore, and I think you're kind of, you'll be ready for it. But yeah, no, Henry's not very happy that we're saying talking about Drury like this. We should be talking about Hoosick. But yeah, it'll be interesting season next year. Taconic Boys also, you know, they this was the first year they were not in the Final Four in the statewide era, first time in like 7 years. And now next year we're I think we should be looking them at it for with Western Mass contention potentially.
Class B will kind of shift a little bit. Pittsfield should still be pretty solid. Wakona is going to be pretty unknown.
Wakona, big unknown.
They're going to graduate a lot. Monument should be very good again. But yeah, it's a mixed bag. And I mean, the team that won it this year is kind of on another level. So I don't know what they graduate or don't graduate. But Class B kind of got thrown for a bit of a loop. So we can't... just expect it to be a Berkshire team anymore.
It depends on if SciTech, if this was a flash in the pan, or if this is who they are now. Because then they really would be a power. But if this was kind of just like, oh, a bunch of seniors and they got it all together for their senior year to win this Western Mass Championship, then very much Taconic could be back in the mix. Because Quincy King had a wildly impressive sophomore season. So what he's able to do junior year, Evan Rockabruna will be a senior, Charlie Driscoll, Kaysen Blasioli, they'll all be Calvin Phillips, he'll be a junior. Oh, what's up, buddy? You got a fish there? They'll be really, really good. So whether or not they can win a Western Mass title, that I don't know, but I think they should be certainly in contention, and they'll definitely be back in the D3 playoffs. Monument will be interesting to see as well. We'll have to figure out what their coaching situation is. Same with the Lee girls, figure out their coaching situation. Just how that all gets underway.
That's another D5 team that very well could, if you pick that right coach, a team that's capable of doing kind of a, like Chrissy Conyers came in first year, Final Four trophy, Western Mass Championship. Yep. I would view as a D5 version of that. So it's a little bit lesser the competition wise, but Lee girls are kind of primed for, you know,
a breakout.
Yeah, it's a whatever a fancy car is that you're gonna hand the key to someone.
You got a Maserati waiting. All right, thank you folks. Spring season coming up next. So thank you for being on the ride with us.